Hello, I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Do they what now?
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print,
no.
Radio, internet, or television?
No, okay. We're retired.
And are you registered to vote in Washington?
I am registered to vote in Washington, yes, sir.
I know it is still a way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I absolutely will vote.
Okay. And can you please tell us what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
80.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
I'm Caucasian.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong?
Strong.
Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as congresswoman? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
And thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. I have a short list, and the first one is improving K-12 education, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, border security, combating threats to our democracy, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, climate change and protecting the environment, fighting inflation and lowering costs, growing the economy and creating jobs, last two, reducing crime and gun violence, or protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
What was the last one?
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Yes, that's number one on mine.
Okay. And
absolutely.
Do you want to select one more or just...
How many can I select?
You can select two.
Two?
Yeah.
Well, I forgot the list you were told
I can
already.
No problem. I can repeat. I can repeat the list and you tell me that one, okay? Improving
sure.
Aid through... 12 education, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, border security, combating threats to our democracy, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, climate change, and protecting the environment. The last three, fighting inflation and lowering costs, growing the economy and creating jobs.
There you go. Let's go with fighting inflation.
Fighting inflation and lowering costs, okay. And now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable toward them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, just let me know, okay? The first one, Mary Glusenkamp Perez. From 0 to 100, how would you rate her?
0.
The next one, Dave Reichert.
Who?
Dave Reichert. Do you recognize
him? Don't know.
Okay.
Don't know.
Bob Ferguson from 0 to 100?
Bob Ferguson? 0.
0. Donald Trump from 0 to 100?
100.
Joe Kent?
100.
Joe Biden?
0.
Republicans in Congress in general from 0 to 100?
Republicans in Congress, 0 to 100. I'll go 70.
Okay. And Democrats in Congress from 0 to 100?
0.
And if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
And if the election for Congress in Washington 3rd district were held today, will you vote for Democrat or Republican?
You're breaking up there. Try that question
again. I'm sorry. If the election for Congress in Washington 3rd district were held today, will you vote for Democrat Mary Lucien Camp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Joe Kemp.
And even though you are not supporting Mary Lucien Camp Perez now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support her? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
No chance at all.
Now, I'd like to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 if you don't think it's important at all, 5 if you think it's somewhat important, or a 10 if you think it is extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. The first one is a working mom who understands the needs of families. From 0 to 10, how important is that?
2.
Someone who shares your values?
Shares my values?
Yes, from 0 to 10, how important?
That's 10.
Okay. A fighter for the middle class? How
important? Middle class. Yeah, that's kind of a tricky question you just asked me there. Define middle class.
But you may use any number between 0 and 10.
Yeah. I don't know if you're an American citizen, but there's not much of a middle class left. So.
But in general.
Repeat the question so I'll give you answers.
No problem. Just, if you think it's this quality or attribute in your member of Congress, it's extremely important, somewhat important, or not at all. A fighter for the middle class. From 0 to 10.
Oh, I'm gonna go 7.
7. A small business owner, how important is that?
The what now?
A small business owner.
Very, 10.
Okay. The next one, someone who will fight to protect our democracy. From 0 to 10, how important is that?
I'm not going to answer that question because everybody defines democracy in a different way.
Okay, no problem.
The Democrats are declaring that they're protecting a democracy and they're lying.
Okay.
So
and
I can't answer that question.
No problem. Let's go with the next one. The next one is an independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties. From 0 to 10, how important is that?
0.
0, okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 75% now. I'm going to review a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. This is random. In this case, I will be talking with you about Mary Lucien Camp Perez. And please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10. If the statement it's a very convincing reason to support her, it's a 10. 5 means it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means the statement is not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. Just 3 statements. The first one, Mary Lucien Camp Perez shows up, she listens to our community and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Mary made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand childcare in rural Washington, helping bring down costs for families. Mary listens to us and works to find solutions to our real-world problems. That's a different kind of leader. After hearing that, from 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
2.
Okay. And just 2 more. In February of 2020, Mary Lucien Camp Perez miscarried at 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so after the tragedy of
pregnancy... Oh, stop it. Right. Hold it.
Yes.
Say that. Start over. She what?
She, in February of 2020, she miscarried at 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Mary had to walk through a wall of protesters to get the care she needed. Mary believed women have the right to control their own bodies, period, and we can count on her to stand up for reproductive rights and fight back against the politicians who want to make women's decisions for them. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that to support her?
Well, I'm not a woman, so I don't know. I think it's up to the woman. I'll just go 5 in the middle.
5, okay. And the last one.
Yeah.
Mary's
yeah.
losing Camp Perez is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan political games. Mary has broken with the
false.
Democratic
That's,
Party.
That is absolutely false. 0.
Okay. I'm sorry, I need to read everything verbatim. Mary has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress rather than voting the party line. She voted her conscience and did what she thought was best for our district. As the Colombian state, quote, such independence is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative, so is Perez's sense of duty to her district rather than party. After hearing that,
I'm going to give her a 4 because I've been told she's voted 40%, bipartisan.
Okay.
And so I'll give her a 4.
Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask you again, if the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, will you vote for Democrat Mary Glusin Camp Perez or Republican Joe Kemp?
Joe Kemp.
And now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Joe Kent. Others will hear a statement about the other candidate, and this is an opportunity to find out if you will continue supporting this candidate even after hearing what the opponents say. Just 2. The first one says, we need a leader who will focus on the real, everyday challenges of working people, not on his own extremist partisan nonsense. Joe Kent is Mr. Extremist Partisan Nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI and he opposes fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says that will make it Antifa superhighway and that Democrats will use it to send criminals into our district. Nonsense. How does any of that help with the everyday challenge of working people who live in our district? We need representatives in Congress who will deliver for our district, not someone who focuses on nonsense. After hearing that, it gives you serious doubt, some doubt or no doubt at all, about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. From 0 to 10. 10 means serious doubt, 5 some doubt, and 0
are
no doubt.
Are you asking if I support Joe Kent for Congress?
I'm sorry?
Are you asking me if I support Joe Kent for Congress?
Yes, and the first questions, I ask you if you will vote for...
Okay, I'm
going to
say 8. I'll give it an 8.
Okay, and the last one, Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the results of elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections, and he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He even took part in ridiculous election fraud lawsuit here in Washington State, claiming Jay Inslee lost the governor race and Lauren Culp is governor. Joe Kent's extreme beliefs are a threat to voting rights and to free and fair elections. From 0 to 10, that gives you serious doubt, some doubts or not doubts at all, to support him.
Vote for Joe Kent.
Correct. From 0 to 10, the statement gives you serious doubts, some doubts.
If it's for pro Joe Kemp, it's a 10.
Okay. And after hearing more about Joe Kemp, will you say you are more likely or less likely to support him for Congress?
More likely.
And given everything you just heard about Joe Kemp, what will you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
None.
You can say anything at all.
Oh, I can't say none. I don't. There is no negative. I want him in Congress. Period.
Any negative comments?
No negative. None. Zip. 0. None.
From everything I read you. What? Hey,
hold on. You're taking a survey. I'm responding. None.
Okay.
Put that down. Write that down.
Okay. Yeah, I will, sir. No problem.
Yeah. Okay.
And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the
for
last
what?
Year of the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Can you please tell me what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Last year of schooling?
Yes, like
BA.
Okay. Just let me record that. And are you married or never living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Nope.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very conservative.
And the last question, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time.
I'm glad to participate.
Very important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great
evening.
Okay.
All right, you
Bye.
Too.
Thank Bye. You.